VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The day before D-Day's 75th anniversary, some of those who took part in the invasion of the French coast to oust Adolf Hitler's Nazi forces have been honored in southern England. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Near where thousands of troops launched the invasion, it was an international celebration. World leaders marking the start of Europe's liberation from the Nazis. Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic in the war and said many thought D-Day's 60th anniversary commemoration might be the last one.
But the wartime generation, my generation, is resilient.
An unusually personal note from the Queen, who said thank you to a crowd including several hundred World War II veterans. The number of D-Day vets is dwindling, and 94-year-old Donald Hitchcock says it's on each one to keep the memories going.
Let us live on, because lest we forget, we will not forget.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Protest leaders in Sudan have rejected a proposal to negotiate with military generals, maintaining the call is insincere as security forces continue to target protesters in a violent crackdown that has killed at least 100 people this week. The Sudanese Professionals Association spokesman said Wednesday a call by General Abdel Fattah Burhan is not serious, and those under him have killed the Sudanese and are still doing it. Burhan, the head of the ruling Transitional Military Council, said early Wednesday military leaders were ready to resume talks with protest leaders with no restrictions. Talks between the military and the opposition have ground to a halt amid deep differences over who should lead a 3-year transition to democracy. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Talks between the United States and Mexican officials on immigration and trade have ended without a deal. Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard called the meetings cordial but said tariffs were not discussed. President Trump has threatened to impose new tariffs on Mexican goods beginning Monday if Mexico does not do something about illegal migrants crossing through its territory on their way to the U.S. Late Wednesday, President Trump tweeted that progress had been made, but in his words, not nearly enough. The president added that the talks would continue Thursday with the understanding that if no agreement is reached, the tariffs would start Monday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that raising tariffs on Mexico is a bad idea.
Not to be punishing Mexico, because in punishing Mexico, we'll be punishing America as well.
Mexico, the United States' largest trading partner, delivered more than $346 billion in goods to the U.S. last year. Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of President Trump, have said they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. About 1,000 Central American migrants were intercepted in Mexico near the border with Guatemala. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The group included many women and children. Military police, immigration agents, and federal police blocked their advance, showing a tougher new stance. But this man says Mexican officials opened the door and allowed them through because they came calmly and did not come to cause problems. Later, unarmed agents wrestled some migrants who resisted to the ground, but the vast majority complied and boarded buses or immigration agency vans to an immigration detention center. This man says his group is from Honduras. He says life is very hard in Honduras. Many say they were getting away from gang violence. I'm Ed Donahue.
As social media companies face mounting criticism that their platforms foster extremism, YouTube is tightening its hate speech policies. AP correspondent Jennifer King has details.
YouTube says they're changing their hate speech policies. They're going to prohibit more kinds of videos, including those with white supremacist and neo-Nazi content. They're also removing videos that deny certain events took place, like the Holocaust or the Sandy Hook school shooting. The company says they're prohibiting videos that allege any group is superior to justify discrimination, segregation, or exclusion. They'll be prohibiting videos that promote violence or hatred. Thousands of videos will be removed under the new rules. YouTube says the new policies will take effect immediately. I'm Jennifer King.
Stock prices rose on Wall Street Wednesday, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow added 0.82%, the S&P was up by 0.82%, and the Nasdaq gained 0.64%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.